Good afternoon. It's Greg Hughes with you on this Saturday afternoon. And I think we could all agree that mine's is the last voice you'd want to hear today. We'd love to be with our usual programming, but unfortunately, that's not the case. It can't be the case because a massive explosion ripped through the Apple Green service station, which was heard from miles away. The building was destroyed, trapping many inside. Investigations will take place to discover the exact cause of the explosion. The service station is the heart of Chrysler, and many of you not from the area would have called in for a coffee or something passing through. Yesterday afternoon, it was its usual hive of activity, children there for their Friday treat, older people collecting their pensions, locals and visitors alike calling in for a few essentials, and in a moment, everything changed. So far, 9 people have been confirmed to have died, a further 8 in hospital, some with severe injuries. We stand with them, their families and their friends today. We as a community will come together and stick together to do whatever we can. It's an unimaginable tragedy and one which will change things forever. We spent much of last night at the scene and returned there this morning, standing among people, every one of them waiting on news of a loved one or a neighbour or a friend. There was a sense of helplessness as we watched on as our amazing emergency services did everything they could to rescue those who were trapped. The sound of machinery interrupted only by what was clearly people hearing the news they were dreading. It was so, so sad. Locals themselves awaiting news were first on the scene and continued supporting emergency services however they could. The local coffee shop, the local childcare facilities and others stepping up for the community. Some very, very tough days lie ahead, and for many that will extend to weeks, months and years or a lifetime. It's all just beyond words. For the next while, we're going to be talking to a number of guests as this tragedy continues to unfold. We'll try to make some sort of sense of it. I'm not saying we're necessarily going to be reading anything out, but I know there's an awful lot of people there out there. Many of you have contacted me who want to do something, who want to help, who want to express how they feel. If you want to, just to get it out of your system, you can text the usual numbers. And as I say, if there's an opportunity or if it's appropriate to share those messages with the wider public, we will. But perhaps, maybe it would just do you some good this Saturday afternoon. We're joined on the programme first by Apple Green founder and the company's chief executive, Joe Barrett. Joe, thank you for taking the call this afternoon. What is the position?
Good afternoon, Greg.
Yeah, what's the position from your company's perspective?
Well, we're all saddened and at this tragic event. Our heart goes out to everyone involved in the community. It is just a tragic accident. We don't have any full details yet, apart from there was an explosion, it seems like, in the apartment overhead of the shop, and it has caused devastation. So our thoughts and our prayers are with the family, with the community. We're there to support wherever we can.
Some of our own staff went out to be a forward team to provide emergency care, and you know, it's really so difficult for the people in the community to volunteer as the fire service, ambulance service, and our own hospital staff, you know, being there, hoping against hope to try to be able to save one more person.
I'll say good afternoon first to you, Bishop McGuckie, and thank you so much for joining us at this absolutely dreadful time, Bishop.
Thank you, Greg, and good afternoon to you. It is an incredibly awful moment here in this beautiful wee town of Chrysloch, where there is such a lovely community of people who care for one another and who have been just devastated by what has happened, and then who are rallying around one another in a way that is so moving and edifying, and yet everybody's numb.
The Right Reverend Andrew Forster, standing beside Bishop Alan McGuckian. He is the Church of Ireland Bishop of Derry and Raphoe. Bishop, it's again, you know, what can we do? What can you and Bishop McGaughan do but be there for people and to stand with them? And if they want to speak, they speak. If they don't, I don't know, we just huddle together.
Greg, it's sort of stunning being in this village now, you know, to stand outside the apartments, the Apple Green, and just see a scene of utter devastation. I'm just stunned by it. And to stand alongside people who are waiting for terrible news and just to be there, it just... it sort of beggars belief right now, and it just feels utterly and completely devastating. And, you know, just walking up the street here in Creasla and seeing these first responders, you know, exhausted members of the fire service, ambulance, guards, contractors who have come to work and help, and I just am, you know, lost for words.
Okay, so this is a... it's a personal tragedy. It's a tragedy for a local community. It's a tragedy for a county. It's a national tragedy. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar joins us on the programme. Leo, as I said, you know, this is, and it's quite clear from the outpouring of emotion and support and words, even as we struggle for words, that I think this is a tragedy that's touched every heart across this island and beyond.
Yeah, that's correct. And good afternoon, and thanks very much for the call and for giving me the opportunity to express my condolences to everyone in Creasla, in Donegal. When it comes to a tragedy like this, you try to think about what the right words are to say, and of course there are no words. It's just too hard to fathom. It just shows the randomness of life, and you know, to think people are going about their daily business one afternoon and something like this happens, it's just impossible to explain and impossible to understand.
The President, Michael D. Higgins, has issued a statement following the tragedy in Creasla. In Creasla, he says, "May I, as President, express what I know will be the shock shared by all people throughout the country on learning of the terrible tragedy which has unfolded in Creasla. All our thoughts must go out to all those who have been affected, those who have received news of the loss of a loved one, those injured, and most of all, those who are waiting with anxiety for news of their loved ones. This tragedy is a terrible blow to a community that is closely knit and where every loss and injury will be felt by every member of the community and far beyond. Special tribute must be paid to those members of the local community and emergency services across the island who've reacted so swiftly to the scene of the explosion and have continued to work through the night. All of our best thoughts and prayers go to those who have lost their lives and their families." Even as we speak right now, people reaching out to me, I suppose, who else might they speak to? I don't know, because we're talking about it. I was at the scene yesterday and this morning, wondering what can we do? People want to know, well, what can you do in this situation? There's some suggestions of candlelight vigils being organised. If any of you feel that that would be a way for your community, your local community, to come out in support of the Creasla community, which is our community, but you understand what I mean geographically, you know, feel free to organise that. Let us know.
This is the last thing we thought we would be discussing this morning, and our hearts and our thoughts, our prayers go with the families of those who've lost loved ones in this terrible tragedy, and our hearts go to the entire community. It's a close-knit community, and therefore people will know those who've been affected and impacted by this terrible accident. And at times like this, we just have to come together and be there. Just simply be there in thought and in action to support those who've lost loved ones in particular. I also want to pay a very strong tribute to the essential workers, the fire brigades, the local authorities, the health services across the board. All came quickly to the assistance of those caught up in this explosion, and to everybody in the Northwest in essential services, and to Northern Ireland showing great solidarity, cross-border community. We thank them and who put themselves in harm's way to rescue, to protect right throughout the night. And it's very traumatic for them also, because many of them would have known people they were endeavouring to rescue, I'd imagine, as well, because of the close-knit nature of the community. And what I can, you know, we words on their own are very do not console at times like this. A terrible, terrible loss for many families. We all have to be there. State services will be there through education, through health, to the various services to support the community, to support the families through childcare, as I say, and through education services, that for counselling and for endeavouring to enable people to try and cope with this as best they can, and that will be very difficult indeed.
Liam McElhenney is chairperson of Niamh Michael GA Club in Crease. Liam, thanks for speaking to me this afternoon.
Thanks for having me. As you know, it's a very sad day down here. It's a very somber. The mood is very somber. To come down to the town to see the local shop in bits, the devastation on people's faces yesterday was something I would never want to see again. But as a community, we'll have to stick together, and we're doing that at the minute. With all the local people that helped at the start, and then all the emergency services came on board, both from the north as well. So I want to thank them for that. But, Greg, it's a devastating day here in Crieslea.
We're also joined by Kieran Gallagher, who is a local resident. Kieran, you live really close to this awful scene, don't you? Just 150-odd yards away.
Yes, I do, yeah.
Can you tell us at around about 3:15 what you heard, what you witnessed?
Well, I was in the house and I was preparing to go to Mayo to visit my brother. I was getting the Feed O'Donnell bus, the Galway bus to Mayo for 3:40. I had the back door open and I says, that door bang, and it was a blast. So it was like a bomb, you know. I lived along the border when I was younger, so I went up with my case. I knew it was a shop. I seen a blue light when I got to the wee bridge. And I live along the road, they head to Doncastle, you know.
Yeah.
Umar Fad Duntelly. I had a direct traffic for an hour and a half. And I said to the fellow from the Donegal Motor Club, I must go up here and check to see what's going on. So I came back down to him then. And yeah, I went up to help all the local people in the community. Crieslea is in Sheephaven Bay here. We have people from Dunfanaghy and Terriman, from all around, everybody from all around the parishes, helped. There was workmen, tradesmen everywhere. It's a devastating scene to see, you know.
The GP in Crieslea is Dr. Paul Stewart. He joins us now. Paul, before we talk about what supports might be there for people, I presume you got the news very, very quickly as this tragedy happened and as the extent of it began to unfold. You know, I mean, obviously you're a GP, but you're of the community and a human too.
Yes, Greg. I just want to send my condolences to all the family and friends who have lost loved ones and who have patients in the hospital and so on. So this is an absolute tragedy for our small community, and we'll be years getting over this, you know. So yes, I arrived around about 4:15. And met by the devastation. I grew up in Belfast during the Troubles, and to be honest, it was just like one of those awful bombs in those days. There was, you know, the whole front of the shop was blown out, and the floors above, there was just debris everywhere. At that stage, the emergency services had arrived. They were there actually within 10-15 minutes of this happening, and joined the local community, who were literally, you know, just pulling the rubble out and trying to rescue people. Indeed, you know, several people were thankfully able to be rescued. And then we had the terrible night of you know, knowing that there were people missing and hadn't come home, and you know, praying and hoping that they would, but you know, deep down, knowing that they were probably in the wreckage, you know. So it's been a terrible time. Any of us could have been stopped there for petrol, or you know, for a packet of crisps or whatever, and you know, so it's as random as that, Craig. You know, when you think about life,
yeah,
you get up in the morning, you never know, you know, and I mean, these things are just inexplicable, you know, in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so it's very hard to come to terms with it.
Look after yourselves, look after each other. We'll be back with you on Monday. We'll keep you up to date with the official information as we get it across our social media.